Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a retro rave flavored Amen variation in Ableton Live 12, with that classic DNB tension, a bit of jungle attitude, and enough effects movement to make the section feel like a real event, not just a loop. The big idea here is contrast. We're not trying to make a generic breakbeat pattern. We're designing a short section that can work as a transition, a drop switch up, or even a full minute break inside a darker drum and bass track. Think nostalgic, urgent, club-ready energy, the kind of moment that resets the room before the next heavy hit lands. Start by setting the project tempo around 174 to 176 BPM. That range keeps the retro rave feel lively without pushing it into something too frantic. We're going to sketch this as an 8-bar phrase first, because in DNB, 8 bars is often the sweet spot for tension-building ideas. Long enough to develop, short enough to keep momentum. Create one track for the Amen break, one track for bass or sub support, and one or two return tracks for effects. If you already know this is going to sit inside a bigger arrangement, loop the section, where the energy changes are going to happen. That way you can hear the buildup in context, not just as a standalone loop. Now load your Amen sample into Sampler. You can use classic mode if you want to shape it more like a single sample, or slice mode if you want to trigger individual hits and really get surgical with the edits. For this lesson, slice mode is great if you want fast control over the break's movement. Set the slicing to transient so the hits separate cleanly. If the sample is too hot, trim the gain down a few dB. And if the top end feels harsh, a gentle low pass can help. You want the Amen to stay punchy and alive, not brittle. If you're locking it to tempo, warp can help. But if the source feels good raw, don't be afraid to leave warp off for more of that original break energy. Program a basic 2-bar pattern first. Let bar 1 establish the core kick and snare identity of the Amen. Then use bar 2 as your variation bar, and a little fill, a ghost hit, or a tiny rhythmic change. The important thing is that it still feels like the same break, but with enough movement to keep the listener leaning forward. And here's a key DNB coaching point. Don't overquantize everything. A little swing, a little natural inconsistency, a tiny bit of grime in the timing, that's part of the character. The Amen lives because it feels sampled and played, not stamped out like a drum machine loop. Now we start pushing the retro rave identity. Duplicate the break clip and make a second version with a few deliberate edits. Try a fast stutter on the tail of a snare, maybe a 1/16 or even 1/32 retrigger. Mute one kick in the second bar to make space. Reverse a tiny section before a snare hits so it sucks the ear into the next accent. Add a small pickup fill at the end of bar 2. This is where the section starts sounding intentional. A good Amen variation is often built around the snare. The snare acts like an anchor point, so your edits should point toward it, not away from it. Think of each little chop as a way of pulling attention toward the next impact. If the pattern starts to feel too rigid, add a groove. A subtle swing from the groove pool can make the break breathe more naturally. Usually you don't need much. Just enough to loosen the grid a little so it feels human and sampled. Next, we build the rave effects layer. This is where the retro warehouse energy comes in. Create an audio track or MIDI track for textures like noise sweeps, reverse cymbals, little impact hits, or tape-like delays. A simple white noise sweep is a great starting point. Run it through auto filter and automate the cutoff so it moves from low and muffled up to bright and open. You can shape that sweep with echo and reverb too. A bit of short delay, a little feedback, a controlled reverb tail, and suddenly the transition has depth. Keep the low end out of these effects. High pass the reverb and the delay returns so the effects breathe around the drums instead of stepping on them. If you want a more old-school rave flavor, a reversed cymbal or clap tail works really well before a snare or before the drop. You can also layer a short impact, like a tom, a metallic hit, or even a noisy burst. The goal is to create motion that says, something is changing right now. Now let's anchor the whole thing with bass. Even if this section is FX heavy, the break needs something underneath it so it still feels like DNB and not just a rave interlude. Build a simple sub pulse using operator, wave eatable, or sampled sub in Sampler. A clean sine wave with a short decay is perfect for this. Try a sustained sub note in bar 1, then a short offbeat answer in bar 2. You can even leave a gap right before the fill so the return hits harder. That little pause matters. In drum and bass, the absence of bass for a moment can make the return feel massive. If you want a little more attitude, add a touch of saturator to the bass for harmonics. Keep the sub mono with utility. That's important. The low end should stay centered and stable. If you want some movement in the mids, you can quietly layer a detuned res or a filtered mid bass underneath, but keep it secondary. The break is still the star here. Now group the brake elements together and process them as a unit. A drum group or a dedicated brake bus works well. Put EQ8 first if you need to clean out any low-mid muddiness around 200 to 400 HC. Then try drum bus for a little drive and crunch. But be gentle. A small amount goes a long way. Add saturator for density if needed, and finish with glue compressor for a bit of glue, not smash. This is one of those places where less is more. You want the amen to stay alive. If you crush it too hard, it loses the snap that makes it work in DNB. Aim for cohesion, not flattening. Now comes the most important part of the lesson. Automation. The section should evolve across the full 8 bars. Don't let it sit there doing the same thing over and over. Give it a clear arc for bars 1 and 2. Keep things a bit filtered and restrained. Let the intro feel like it's arriving. For bars 3 and 4, open the filter more, bring in a reverse hit, maybe add a little delay throw. For bars 5 and 6, push the reverb or echo a little wider or deeper for a moment, then pull it back. And for bars 7 and 8, strip things away so the section can leave space for the next drop. That kind of arc is what makes the listener feel the transition. A good FX-driven section should be readable fast. You want the ear to understand in one listen that something is building, changing, and about to hit. A really effective move in DNB is to widen the FX layers during the build, then pull them back narrower right before the drop. That contrast makes the next section feel bigger when it lands. Keep the kick, snare, and sob centered. Let the ambience and the top-end motion live in the sides. Also, don't let every sound talk at once. Use call and response. Maybe the break speaks on beats 1 and 2, then the bass answers on 3 and 4, then an FX fill or rave stab comes in on 5 and 6, and the section clears out on 7 and 8. That kind of conversation makes the arrangement feel deliberate, not crowded. Here's a useful mindset. Think in layers of energy, not just layers of sound. Before you add another chop or another effect, ask what job it does. Is it pushing the listener forward? Is it pulling attention toward the snare? Is it revealing a new texture? Is it resetting the groove? If it doesn't change the listener's expectation, it may just be clutter. If you want to go a bit deeper, you can give the section a three-phase structure. The first part is sparse and filtered. The middle is full groove with edits. The last part becomes more unstable, with gaps and little fills. That's a really strong way to turn a loop into a narrative. You can also create fake drops inside the section. Briefly remove the bass for half a bar, then slam the groove back in. That tiny moment of emptiness can make the next hit feel enormous without changing the overall length of the arrangement. For extra character, leave a little imperfection in the edit. A tail that rings a little longer than expected, a ghost note that lands slightly off-grid, a slightly messy chop. Those details make the section feel sampled and alive, which is exactly the vibe we want for retro rave amen work. As you build, keep checking how it feels at low volume. If the section still reads clearly when the monitors are down, the arrangement is probably strong. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, you may be relying too much on hype effects and not enough on the actual structure. Once the 8-bar section is working, bounce it to audio and listen back in mono. That's a great reality check. The break should still hit, the bass should still hold up, and the effects should still create shape even when the stereo sparkle is reduced. If you want to push the sound design further, you can resample your own transition. Record the automation pass, then chop the best moments into new one-shots. You can also use corpus on a click, a snare fragment, or a noise burst for a metallic warehouse tone. Used quietly, it adds a really nice resonant edge. And if you're feeling ambitious, build 3 versions from the same source break. Make 1 clean DJ tool version with minimal effects. Make 1 rave switch up with more stutters and filter motion. Then make 1 darker warehouse version with heavier saturation, narrower stereo, and a moodier FX palette. That's a great way to practice arranging for function, not just sound. So to recap, load your amen, shape it into a short variation, support it with a controlled bass anchor, add retro rave FX, automate the energy across 8 bars, and keep the low end solid and mono. The goal is contrast. The goal is movement. The goal is to make a section that feels nostalgic, urgent, and ready to drop back into a heavy DNB track with real impact. Take your time, trust the snare, and let the arrangement breathe. When this kind of section is working, it doesn't just fill space. It resets the room, and that is serious DNB power.